Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today. I think it's really important to keep ourselves up to date with what is going on in health news, but sometimes there can be some sensational headlines that can make you say, wait a second, what's going on? So today we're going to be talking about the dangers of bad science and sensational headlines in relation to omega-3s. We've got the wonderful Dr. Chris Moore here. He is a fitness, nutritional expert and educator, and he is going to help us understand good from bad when it comes to looking at the news and understanding omega-3s. Hi, Chris.
Hello. What's happening?
How much do you prefer Dr. Moore? I know you, so I said, hey, Chris.
Yeah, no, I definitely prefer Chris. I did earn my PhD, so I guess I have that credential. However, please call me Chris.
All right, Chris. Well, let's talk about this, because all I've ever heard is good things about omega-3s until they linked it to prostate cancer. What is going on there?
Right. You know, and it's funny. I yesterday, a friend of mine sent me a text about something, and it was obviously the autocorrect on her phone, but she was talking about, she said, a colleague of mine in fictional medicine, and she meant to say functional medicine. But I was like, you know, that's actually a good description. There, a lot of times we have this medicine that's actually should be called fictional medicine instead of functional medicine, all too often, unfortunately. But there's so much bad science out there. Unfortunately, there's some good science as well. But we want to make sure, and this study is a good example of, unfortunately, some of that bad science that's out there. And it's not just that it's bad science and, you know, making some waves. This, unfortunately, is this study on prostate cancer and fish oil actually affected a lot of people. Actually, this study came out maybe a year or so ago. And since then, since that study, an estimated 12 million consumers stopped taking omega-3s since the publication of that single study that was very, very bad science. And there's lots and lots of flaws for sure.
Well, how do we know when we're looking at a study or we hear the news, how do we know whether it's a good study or a bad study? I guess we'd have to do our own research or investigation. What do you recommend, Chris?
Right. And that's what makes it confusing, because, you know, when you say read the study, and I remember when this came out and I saw it on the news, it said dump out your fish oil pills because it increases your risk of prostate cancer. That was the headline that I saw. Well, interestingly, I said, certainly it made my ears perk up. I actually got a call from my dad that night that he was going to stop taking fish oil. And I said, wait a second, let's take a step back. And, you know, if this is true, let's look at the facts. And so I read the actual study. So the question is, you know, sometimes wait for the dust to settle. Of course, media is always going to try to get the sexiest, attention-grabbing headline they can. But there has been lots of positive studies, and one way to answer your question is, how do you find these positive studies, or how do you find the truth? Wait for the dust to settle, and I mean, you could do some online searches, and you can find some legitimate websites that actually have some quality information. So, you know, for example, there's been a meta-analysis, which is basically a study that looked a review that looked at many, many other studies. And what they found was that there was a positive correlation between prostate cancer and omega-3s that will actually be that was published. However, there's been several studies showing the exact opposite, that omega-3s may be protective against prostate cancer and other hormone-based cancers as well. And one of the things that I always try to draw consumers home to, and again, hopefully, you know, through this radio show and other quality media sources, if it was true that prostate cancer or that omega-3s caused prostate cancer, you would see skyrocketing rates of prostate cancer in some of the countries that eat a lot of omega-3s, like Japan and Greenland, for example. Interestingly, though, we see the exact opposite. In fact, some of those countries have the lowest rates of prostate cancer in the entire world. So it doesn't seem to make sense that eating more omega-3s would cause an increase in prostate cancer. So that's just one kind of bring it home for folks. But I think that's important, because there's so much bad science out there, like you started off the segment.
Chris, I agree. And, you know, there's more dangers of not taking your omega-3s. Talk to us about those.
Absolutely. You know, what we have is omega-3s are, we know that there's a strong correlation with being helping protect against heart health, or helping to protect, you know, by improving heart health and brain health and joint health, skin health, and positive data all across the lifespan, everything from children all the way to the elderly and everyone in between for a variety of reasons. I mean, omega-3s are what are called essential fatty acids, and that means we need to get them from the diet. In fact, these are so important that a study came out of Harvard a couple of years ago, 2009, I believe it was, showing that up to 96,000 people die per year from a low omega-3 intake. 96,000 people per year. Just to show you how important these really are, I mean, if that doesn't hammer home that point, I don't know what does, because that's a significant amount, segment of the population from simply adding omega-3s to the diet, certainly making sure we're adding more fish to the diet, things like wild salmon and anchovies and sardines and so on, but then also adding a quality omega-3 supplement as well.
It makes such a huge difference. And you know, I have to say that, and this, you're probably going to think, what does this have to do with anything? But if you go to my Facebook page, okay, I admit it, I'm kind of a selfie addict. I like to take a lot of photos, not just of myself, but of my family, my friends. And I will always get, wow, your skin is glowing. What do you do? And I said, I take omega-3s. And it really has made a huge difference, because as you get older, you can get kind of dull. But I seem to just be getting more and more glowy, if that's a word. So, I mean, if you want to take them for aesthetic reasons, right? Whatever gets you to take them, whatever your motivation is.
So, yeah, I mean, if your listeners are 30 years old, like yourself, then they might have that same issue. They want to make sure they improve their skin health, right?
Yeah.
But it is true from the inside out. I mean, these are essential. Again, these are essential fats, meaning we need to get them from the diet, and they're beneficial for every single cell within the body. Like I said, we're not getting enough. So whether it's aesthetic reasons, heart health, all of the above, fortunately, my dad's, you know, of course, just like any parent, doesn't necessarily want to believe his son, but then he went to his cardiologist, fortunately someone who is up on the facts, and actually said, do not stop taking your omega-3s. Do not stop, please. The study is flawed, and there are so many more positive data, thousands of research studies supporting the benefits of omega-3s. So this one flawed study unfortunately got a lot of attention. But again, some of the facts that I mentioned, it was a poorly done study, lots of errors within it. And then within the study, just the main one point, they never even mentioned, talked about fish oil itself and fish oil supplements. So it wasn't like they gave people fish oil supplements and all of a sudden those people developed prostate cancer. There's no causation like that. And it was what's called a correlational study, and correlation does not mean causation. So omega-3s do not cause prostate cancer.
So you just gave us another hint on what to look for in studies, a correlation study. That should be a red flag, I'm guessing.
Well, not necessarily a red flag.
Not necessarily.
However,
okay.
It's not as strong of a study as a cause and effect study.
Okay.
But the problem with something like this is that the media took it to be a cause and effect type thing. So correlation does not mean causation. So it's a correlation study is an okay step in the, like, let's investigate this a little bit further. But it doesn't mean that one causes another. You know, another piece with this study, when you look at it, is they didn't investigate what about smoking and physical activity or inactivity and fruit and vegetable intake and lots of other things that we know have been tied to prostate cancer. So there are so many limitations. It's amazing that the study even was published, to be honest with you.
It sounds like it. Well, that's why it's so important that you were on. I want to thank you so much, Chris. If people want to learn more, they can go to www.nordicnaturals.com. You can also go to Twitter @NordicNaturals. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening and be well.